a browbeating and coercing. It is simply a matter of encouraging you to walk in the Spirit, and by that he will lead you in the area of giving. Let's prepare ourselves for this facet of worship by prayer. Once again, Father, as we enter into this phase of worship, we are reminded of the two great spheres of freedom that are involved. First of all, Father, the political, economic freedom that we still enjoy in America and that we value so much. The freedom, Father, to do with our lives and our resources as we see fit, to live, to marry, to worship. Make decisions in the realm of freedom, Father. We value the freedom that we have in America. We are so appreciative for those men and women through the history of this country that have secured this freedom for us in the physical realm. We live in a time, Father, where we're already speaking of getting ready for the change of guard in the hierarchy of the presidency of this country. Our system has been so blessed by you, Father, that men come and go, and we still enjoy these great freedoms. The freedom, Father, in the individual realm. It is this that takes us over, Father, to the second sphere of freedom, and that is the spiritual freedom that we enjoy because of the sacrificial work of Christ on the cross and the subsequent resurrection. It is in this realm of freedom that we have eyes to see how to use our political, economic freedom. It is in the spiritual realm, Father, that our eyes are opened and ears are made to hear where you would have us to be. So, Father, we pray now that as we enter into these two spheres of freedom in this facet of worship, that you will receive these offerings and that you will continue to use them to bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, even Jesus Christ our Savior. In his precious name we pray. Amen.
Is that about what you want? Okay. Let's get started by making sure that each one of us are in touch and ready to listen to the real teacher this morning, the Holy Spirit. We have to have our spiritual ears on to hear what the Spirit